Now, did you have any trouble with these winged insects that would lay eggs in your walls?
I mean, moths?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yes, I'm sure that I have, because I've had things eaten, so. Just didn't see them.
Let's see, we talked about a chair and a table and a divan, chest of drawers. All together, what would you call these things?
Home furnishings.
Anything else? If you went down to the store, you'd go down and buy some
furniture.
Did you have a movable closet type thing?
Not in our house, no.
Were those at all common?
Well, I don't know that they're common. I have seen wardrobes, though, in other people's homes. And we were a little more fortunate that we lived on a ranch my father owned, and many people were tenant farmers who lived around us. And I'm sure that they didn't have closets.
They had wardrobes.
They had wardrobes and these paper, cardboard closets, movable closets.
Did your house have one story or two?
Now, I've lived several places. Do you mean where I really grew up? From the time I was 6 until I was 16, I lived on a ranch. Would you rather talk about that period?
Or, doesn't make any difference. I'm having trouble.
Most of the time, I've lived in two-story homes
uh-huh.
until I was married.
Uh-huh. How'd you get from the first story to the second one?
Flew. We walked. Climbed the stairs.
And that area between the ceiling and the roof?
Jody, you
what is that
there,
called?
Attic.
You think I'm a nut now for sure?
I know why you're doing it, but I have to throw in something funny every once in a while just
well, that makes
just
it
for
interesting
laughs.
When I go through it. And when I go through it now, too. Where do you put your canned goods and things like that now?
I put them in my cupboards, but at one time we used to have a pantry.
Uh-huh. Now, your cupboard, this is where you keep your canned goods and your plates and things like that?
Yes.
What do you call your best plates and saucers?
China.
And to get to something else, what do you call old worthless things? Perhaps they're...
Well, I don't call them worthless. Well, do you mean old things?
Well,
I like antiques, so a lot of old things
I
appreciate.
More of the things that just seem to collect. It's too good to throw away and yet not good enough to keep.
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Do you have any special place for those? How do you do it?
Oh, I have a cupboard where I keep them. Until I can't stand it any longer and I give them away.
No special room for those?
No. Every room we have is used. It has, each room has something I'd like to give away in it, but I'm too smart to do that.
What do you say you do in the morning when you get up and all, you know, you perhaps you dust and make the beds and do the dishes and things like this?
So I'm cleaning the house.
And what do you sweep the floor with? Let's say there's just a little
broom.
Where did your mother keep that?
I think probably in a corner or in the pantry.
And let's see.
We didn't have a broom closet.
Used to be that customarily Monday and Tuesday were the days that people would
wash and iron.
And,
I don't say wash anymore. I used to.
You used to say wash?
Mm-hmm.
My wife still says wash.
Mm-hmm. My husband's changed that.